Test 71, Section 3, Question 2. So with this one, we are looking for the disagreement between them. So Klein says what they can, and then Brown picks one of those. The fact that the amount of matter that we have found in our galaxy is only 1/10 of what Einstein's theory predicts gives us good reason for abandoning his view. So there's two facts, or two claims, that we've found only 1/10 of what Einstein's theory predicts, and two, that that gives us reason to abandon his theory. Brown says, given the great successes of Einstein's theory, it would be better to conclude that most of the matter in our galaxy has not yet been found. Well, so they don't disagree about whether or not we've found 1/10 of the matter that the theory predicts, but it does disagree on whether that gives us good reason for abandoning the view or of keeping it. A, scientists have found only 1/10 of the matter that it predicts. No, they seem to agree on that. Einstein's theory has achieved many successes. Problem is, Klein never says anything about that. C, it is possible to determine the amount of matter in our galaxy without relying on theory. Neither one of them really says whether it is. The failure to find all the matter predicted by Einstein's theory should lead us to abandon it. D seems really good, because that's what Brown is arguing with. And then scientists are accurately able to judge the amount of matter that has been found. It's not a question of judging how much matter has been found. And so therefore, D would be our correct answer.